Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
Jake, I think a lot of people are getting ready for turkey hunting now that we had those tags, extra tags going on sale last week. And, well, we got a couple questions. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not bad, buddy. First of all, how's your bracket doing?
Well, I was just going to say, I think before the importance of the turkey comes, tonight's game is pretty important. I got Iowa State all the way to the end here, so I need a win tonight.
Winning the whole thing? You got Iowa State?
I got them in the championship game. I don't have them winning it, but I got them upsetting UConn and such. So we'll see what happens.
Who do you have winning it?
I picked Houston.
Okay,
you know, kind of just went with one of the powerhouses, I guess. But I thought I'd throw Iowa State in there. I picked some upsets, but I don't know. You guys have obviously been following it. It's one of those years where if you do pick the top seeds, you're doing all right.
Yeah. What is it? Every one seed and two seeds alive yet still in the Sweet 16. So I like that one. Iowa State, Houston. That's going against the whole UConn, Purdue popular picks. I like that one. I like that a lot.
Well, it's hard to go. I know Purdue is a different team than last year, but I had them going pretty far last year, just like most people. So it's hard to get back on that bandwagon after last year's debacle. So I do got them in the Final Four, but not going there. Iowa State's my little, if you want to call it an underdog, but that's who I went with.
I like it. I like it, and I like TJ, their coach there, Whitewater product too. So anytime we can have success on the statewide too, I'm good with that.
Yeah. Nope. I agree with you.
All right, so let's get to a couple questions here for turkey hunting, man. So first off, we had somebody ask, what should I do or what happens if I shot a turkey, but maybe accidentally it kills two? I don't know if they're referring to, like, if a turkey's behind it or next to it or what.
That's exactly what they're referring to. So I don't want to say it's common, but I think everyone in the state, if not every year, every couple years, gets that call. And unfortunately, it usually happens during the youth season where someone will shoot a turkey. You know, they think they got, whether they try to make, identify their target and make sure there's nothing behind it. Or sometimes those turkeys, one will sneak up behind it. You'll never see it. And sometimes people do shoot into a group of turkeys. They have one tag and then they go up to check it. They got two of them laying there. So first and foremost, the best thing to do is just to get on your phone. Most of us have phone service wherever we're hunting, and just give the hotline a call and self-report. If you self-report and explain what happened, you explain that you tried to make an ethical shot, you didn't see the turkey, this one was behind it, then we can work through it. Most wardens will, or all wardens will take in the totality of the circumstances and see what's going on and be able to work the way through it. Now, if you try to find someone else to register it, or you do this or you do that, and you try to hide it, or you leave it out in the woods, and we find out, then there's obviously going to be enforcement action and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with that, still turkey, somebody had asked, is there a waiting period for me to buy a turkey tag? If I buy one the week of that season, do I have to wait a certain amount of days before I can go hunting?
Yeah, another good question. So there is no waiting period for any of our hunting seasons or fishing seasons. So once you buy your tag, it is good immediately. So say it's later in the season and you have a free Tuesday, you're like, oh, I want to buy a bonus tag and go hunting. You could buy it that morning and then jump in your truck, go hunting, shoot a turkey, and you're good to go. So as long as before you hit the woods, before you go hunting, as long as you buy, you have your license, you have your tags that are applicable to that season, you're going to be good to go. So no waiting periods or anything like that.
That's kind of nice, too, because, weather dependent, too, right? You're like finding out, hey, this is actually going to be good weather. I can maybe take a couple days off and hit the woods.
Yeah, I think, the waiting period was before my time, and I understand some of the science and culture behind it, but it is pretty nice. Turkey hunting, if you wake up one day and it's nice and you want to go turkey hunting, you buy a tag and go. I mean, same with deer hunting. If all of a sudden a friend calls you and they're like, hey, we want to do deer drives, and you're like, sweet, buy some bonus tags if you have them for antlerless season, and you can go hunt immediately. So it gives people more of an opportunity to kind of hunt on a whim legally if they want to.
Yeah, I remember when I was a younger kid, I remember it was like the rifle season. You had to wait, I think it was 3 days or something like that.
Yeah.
If you got a bonus tag.
3 days. And again, this is before my time, so someone's going to know the law better than me. But before I got here, there was, you couldn't hunt 24 hours before the season or whatever the rule was a day yep. before, or different things like that. So yep. a lot of those have switched since 2014, since I got here.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
I was just going to say, before we move off turkey potentially, there's a couple of things that sparked my thoughts when we were talking about shooting two at once. So if someone does have two harvest authorizations for turkey during that time period and you shoot two of them, that's totally legal. So you're always allowed one bearded turkey per harvest authorization. So if you were lucky enough to, or if you pulled like with the drawing, you got your C tag and then you went out and bought a bonus C season tag, you could potentially shoot and take two turkeys at once and be totally legal. So it's just how many harvest authorizations you have when you go hunting. But you always got to make sure you're hunting in the right season, because obviously in the spring it's only Wednesdays through Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
and then those tags are invalid.
Right.
The other thing with the turkey hunt is the youth hunt is coming up, and that's obviously before the first season. In the regulations this year, it does say that a youth is entitled to one turkey per harvest authorization. So that does indicate that a youth could hunt and kill more than one turkey if they have more than one harvest authorization, which is going to be the way it's enforced this year. But there was a recent law change that fixed that, because the law is supposed to read one turkey per youth season.
Okay.
So it's only, the youth are only supposed to be allowed to get one turkey per youth season. So this year in the regulations, it does say one turkey per harvest authorization. So if you have multiple harvest authorizations, then they could harvest more than one. But starting next year, and it's already on the books, it's just not going to be enforced, or we're going to use our discretion, per se, is it's going to be one turkey per youth per season.
All right. Well, good notes right there. Hey, before I let you go, just one more that came in about turkey hunting, really quick.
Yeah.
Is there any restrictions on type of weapon to use for turkey hunting? I don't know if there.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Shotgun and bow and arrow.
Okay.
So shotgun and bow. No rifle. No single slugs. And I say shotgun, if you're using birdshot, turkey loads type thing. So you can't use a single projectile, which eliminates rifle, and then it obviously eliminates a slug from a shotgun and different stuff like that. So those are you just basically can't use a rifle. And then if you check I think it's page 6 or 7 right away, it shows the different types of ammo and guns and different things you can use. So always brush up on the rigs.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get my weekly plug-in for the regulations. So
there you go. We're gonna make a t-shirt. We're gonna make a t-shirt that says that. Always check the regs.
Always check the regs.
I like.
Don't
that.
Don't listen to your friends sometimes.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. I'm excited. Obviously, we got a little dose of winter right now, but I was driving home yesterday from Wausau for some work stuff, and I saw a ton of turkeys out in the field. So I was getting pretty excited for turkey season. I bought a few bonus tags. I'm ready to probably take too many days off to go chase them.
Me too, man. I got a couple, and I'm ready to get going here too. So, Well, JK, and I guess too, kind of, we've been really quick, maybe a note with fishing and that, because of the water levels. We had an early spring, but now with, all that snow and the rain, I saw the cities is kind of talking about the water levels. So, everybody's been able to get out there with their boats, but maybe now kind of keep an eye on water levels and such.
It's the spring, right?
Yeah.
Just like last year, there's nothing, and then there's too much, and then it's the summer where you can't even get a boat on a lake.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just one of those things. Just like you should always be prepared to have your boats registered, make sure you have life jackets, all that kind of stuff. you should always, you know, you should always prepare for whatever the water and weather conditions are going to be, especially on any sort of river system. So you're right. One day it was low and I could see the middle of the Chippewa River over the Short Street Bridge, but now it's, you know, almost flood stage. So, before you go out, just be careful and just always remember that that water, when it's ripping, it is very powerful. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, it picks up all the muck and the thing usually isn't as good. So sometimes it's really not worth pushing to chase a fish when that water is close to flood level.
Well, Jake, we appreciate the time as always with you, buddy. We'll have to get you in for a little bit, maybe right before the opener or such, or sometime in April for a long form one to catch up on everything.
No, I like that. I think right before the season, I'll get in there. We can have a good time.
Perfect.
Maybe there's some leftover pie still from earlier this month in there.
Yeah, we'll
sneak somewhere.
We'll bring you a fresh one in.
Maybe I get a fresh one. Maybe cool.
Yeah, there you go. So, Jake, we appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. You guys have a good one.
You too. There you go, Jake Bokes, our conservation warden buddy for the great state of Wisconsin, answering your questions for our outdoor tidbits.